Can we say praise the Lord?
Can we say praise the Lord again? Compassion for others. If anyone ever showed compassion, Jesus did. Amen. And he said, the works that I do shall you do also. If we're his body, he's the head, then he has a right to tell the body what to do. And the body has the responsibility of obeying his command. Amen. Thank you, Miss Ella, for that awesome word. Amen. Let me say this before we take to receive the offering. We need to recognize opportunities to better ourselves, each of us, and each of us, every one of us need to grow and develop and better ourselves and not take things lightly in the hour in which we are living in. And I don't even know if many of us is aware. I think we kind of live in la-la land or something. I don't think we're aware Jesus is coming soon. Why hadn't he come? He waiting on us to get the job done. That's why he hadn't come. He waiting on us. And we have opportunities and we let them slip by. We take them lightly. We treat it lightly. And I'm going to say it again. The Lord gave me a scripture. I'm debating whether I read it or not tonight. But I'm going to say it again. Here God had given us a marvelous, marvelous thing. Some of us, few of us, taking advantage of the rest of us, we just go along just and don't make no kind of commitment. But, you know, Jesus is going to talk to you about this and when you stand before him but our job is to make you aware of this. We pray 3 times a day together, and the Bible says what the prayers of the righteous does, what makes tremendous power available, dynamic, and it's working. Do you believe that? Well, you know, it's real easy to say amen. But you know how you know you believe it? When you do it. Okay. Then you believe it. You're just saying something. If you ain't doing it, you're just saying amen. And I know some of you are. But people, like she said, doors of the churches ought to be open. And then I say again, there's some don't need to be open for what they were putting out. But though that we have no business being afraid, scared, afraid. We have no business out of all these, what Jesus have done for us. And we need to encourage people, help people reach out to others because there are so many hurting people. And they don't have to hurt like that. The reason why they're hurting it, they don't know any better. The truth. And we can't be silent and just be inside of these walls. That's as far as we go. We'll never get anything done for the kingdom of God. Jesus did 85-90%, if not more, of his ministry outside of the wall. Amen. And so what we want to do is encourage ourselves and say, I'm going to get involved in somebody's life. Amen. And Holy Spirit will help you, show you how to do that. Amen. Because he wants you. That's what we'll do. We'll to get involved in other people's lives. Amen. And listen, I'm going to read this anyway. And I'm going to take time to read it. We say these seats are filled. You know how they're going to get full? You know how these seats will be filled? It's going to take you and me working together, getting involved in other people's lives. Amen. Some of it, sometimes it's going to be things that's going to be, uncomfortable or not so desirable, but we're going to change their situation, their circumstance with the Word of God. And members, it's so easy to get in a rut. So easy to get in a rut, you know. And don't let these circumstances that's popping up change your faithfulness to God. You know, all we had to do, I'm going to show you. We used to have church Sunday morning, Sunday night. You remember that, T? You remember that? Wednesday night, and people would come. And we said, well, we're going to let them have family time. All you got to do is just do something one time. They get it so well. But I want you to listen to this scripture that, and this coming from the Passion Translation. And I am endeavored to help everybody to reach out to others. This is Hebrews 10:23. So now we must cling tightly to the hope that lives within us. Hebrews 10:23. Knowing that God always keeps his promises. Boy, that grabs me. All of the promises of God in him is what? Yes and amen. So I'm going to read it again. So now we must cling tightly to the hope that lies within us. You got anything inside of you? Christ is in me. There's always stuff contending, trying to take that time, my compassion, my love, for the Lord. It's contending, but I'm clinging tightly to it. I will not give up my worship. I not give up my praise. I won't give up my Bible study. I won't give up my meditation and consecration before him and that personal time with him. I won't give it up. But there's stuff always contending for that. So let me go on. So he said, so we must cling tightly to the hope that lives within us, knowing that God always. How many times you'll find out God didn't keep his promise? Knowing that God always keeps his promises. Always.